It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Managing your cotton crop with precision technologies may help maximize the efficiency use of inputs, often increasing yields while lowering a farm's environmental impact. Cotton yield monitors, now standard in new cotton pickers, provide in-field variability maps that show the real benefits. Learn more about cotton yield monitors at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, cotton prices fell to the 54-55 cent level this week, completing its five-week objective drop below 60 cents, and the market experienced what may prove and hopefully will prove to be a blowout bottom. It did that before it recovered at week's end with consecutive days to the upside. Too early to declare, really, that it was a blowout bottom and the worst is behind us. But most of the classic requirements were actually met, just not quite all. The most promising, of course, was the market immediately bounced higher off that limit down move. But nevertheless, with major losses on that day, open interest did surge higher, noting that new speculative shorts came into the market. Now, these shorts are going to have to be washed out before any real upward movement can be validated, and that's a problem. We have to continue to watch. For now, the market appears to be content with trading just below that price breakout near 58 cents. And I think all monthly New York ICE contracts from the old crop May through the new crop December were hovering just above the 57 cent mark at with the week's close. So now the temptation to view the recovery as a moral victory is it's really just not there. The market is famous for giving second chances, but as we all know, it takes no prisoners, and this is not horseshoes we're playing here. In light of all of that, it was noted that one excellent market advisor signaled buying debt calls above 58 cents. But at the same time, before we get too excited, another one with a very large following suggested buying debt puts below 58 cents. So two very good analysts, two entirely different opinions there. One can build a case to support either side, but it's the typical blowout bottom is soon accompanied by an outside range trading day. We've not seen that yet. It's a measure of the trading population's emotions and financial opinion, and we would like to see that before validating that the market has, in fact, bottomed, though we still have some concern about moving lower. But the market also digested USDA's forecast of a 14.1 million bale crop this year off of 9.4 million planted acres. Now, our planting estimate had been that same 9.4 million, given that the Bellwide estimate and the National Cotton Council estimate were 9.1 million. But about a month ago, I backed off my 9.4 million and dropped it down to 8.9. So there's not a lot of difference, but it's difficult to accept that we won't see 9.1 to 9.4 million acres. Growers want to plant cotton. They voiced it verbally and in every survey. They cite improved yields, improved quality, of course, due to seed company research, as well as lower grain and oilseed prices. The cotton, however, offers little in the way of profits for growers that face land charges as well as custom harvest expenses. Yet growers with ginning and warehouse interest still find that the market will more than cover expenses, albeit mostly just slightly better than a push. Additionally, Mid-South and Southeastern growers tend to be very attractive to the 13-cent equity that being still continues to be offered for the 2006 crop. And it's been, we've noted many times, the Southwest, you're just about locked into cotton there this year. The sharp drawdown in quality stocks around the world is offering some underlying price support, now more so for the U.S. crop than Australian and Brazilian. The cash basis in both Brazil and Australia for high quality is only half of what it was this time last year. Now, we need to be cognizant of that. Could our basis drop? So far, it's not. It's not showing signs of it. And the current cash basis for U.S. high quality is holding equal to 2015 level. So we just need to watch and note that both the Australian and the Brazilian crop has lost equity there. We'll close by saying just to give a gift of cotton today. And thank you so much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.